I read that you received the 2017 Excellence in Bioenergy Award. So tell me a little bit about that, what you've done for that, and the process it took to get that award.
So the award was a nomination type award selected by I'm not sure exactly who all was on the selection committee, but it's run by BBI International, which is a industry type group. They run this biomass conference. So that was the process. So the selection criteria was basically those that had been nominated had made notable contributions to the advancement of bioenergy. And with regard to my involvement in this, I've been in the area of developing feedstock supply systems, including processing biomass into a form that it can be used in conversion facilities to make fuels, chemicals, and various other energy products from biomass. So that's my contributions to it.
So for you, was it a surprise that you were nominated and received this award, or did you know that you figured you were getting it?
No, it was a surprise. I had no idea that I'd been nominated, and it was quite an honor to be nominated and recognized, especially in front of a pretty significant industry group at this conference and folks attended. So, yeah, it was a surprise.
So you attended the International Biomass Conference and Expo. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
So it's a conference that's held every year. It focuses on, the latest technologies and advances associated with the biomass industry. So those that attend are the industry as well as academics and science folks working on using biomass in everything from heat and power applications into power plants to making biofuels and biochemicals. So there's a large contingent of folks there that are turning biomass into pellets and shipping them to Europe and Asia. There's groups there that are taking that biomass resource and converting it to fuels from ethanol to even more advanced fuels like jet fuel. And then, of course, you have people that are starting to look at how they can use this resource in making materials, including carbon fiber and other things in some of the more advanced applications. So, and again, a lot of the people there are really very much focused also in the area that we've worked in, is how do you gather the stuff up from the agriculture field or the forest and get it to the location it needed to be in and stabilize it so it doesn't rot or spoil on you. And also how can you take something that is very dispersed, it's got low density, it's like a bag of leaves, and get it densified and put into a form that you can actually haul it around and handle it and get it into these conversion facilities. So that's the people that are there, and that's a lot of the things that we talked about and presented at this conference.
Well, it sounds like it's a pretty big event and an awesome award. Let's talk a little bit more about you. I read that you're from Fremont County here in Idaho, and that you studied plant science and botany. What kind of made you want to go into that field?
So, yes, I grew up in Ashton, Idaho, on a farm. I went through the plant science program for my PhD at Utah State University. And where I first got introduced to this field is I was awarded a AAAS congressional fellowship right out of graduate school to work for a year in Congress. And I got onto the new uses for agriculture commodities committee chaired by Senator Daschle in the Senate. back in 1992-93. And that committee was responsible for a lot of the investments that were being made by the government at that time in alternative and new uses for agriculture commodities. And it was everything from press board, making straw into particle board, to the concept of turning corn stalks into ethanol was just beginning. And that was where I got introduced to what was going on there. And from that, I joined the National Lab. And over the course of the years, this was the program that I was involved in and helped build and contribute to over my career. So I've been working in this area for quite a while.
So what are some current projects or upcoming projects that you and the people that you're working with are kind of working on lately?
So the more exciting things that we're working on is what we call creating conversion-ready feedstocks. So if you think about, again, a bale of straw or a pile of logs or brush in the forest, that needs to be gotten to a conversion facility, not so different from the food processors that are up and down the valley in our area. And it needs to be brought in a form that has some degree of consistency and predictability. So just like potatoes going into a Simplot French fry plant, I mean, they have to manage the quality and the types of potatoes that go into that plant. Well, you've got the same challenge with biomass. But the difference between biomass and, say, a potato or a kernel of grain, you know, nature puts that in a form that can be hauled and shipped around. And biomass, like I said, it's like a bag of leaves. And so we're working on things that where you actually can grind the material down. We're doing things what we refer to as fractional milling, where you grind and take the biomass apart by its tissue and tissue types. To just hammer it down with a big hammer mill and lots of horsepower. And then by fractionally milling out those tissues, now you can treat each tissue according to its type and what it needs to get it down to the size and spec that you want it. And then you can blend the product back together and meet the end user specification. And so that has implications in taking a raw resource and turning it into a high-quality feedstock, but also doing it in a way that is very cost-effective and potentially more efficient than just raw hammer milling of the system. And then there's other things where we're going into advanced comminution concepts that instead of just looking at grinding material with lots of horsepower, you actually use heat and pressure in your grinding systems to change and modify the material such that it'll grind and come apart more predictably and much easier with lower energy and lower cost. Those are some of the mechanical things. And then other areas that we're looking on is advanced preprocessing, blending of biomass so that you can use biomass coming from the garbage dump blended with straw or paper, wood chips to make a more consistent and high-quality feedstock for these processes, everything from heat and power to fuels and chemicals that we just talked about earlier. So there's a lot of science and understanding of material properties and those kind of things involved in it.
Yeah, it sounds like there's a lot of projects that you guys are working on.
So I mean, fundamentally say that what we're really working on is the science of scaling and integration of advanced processes. And it's a really exciting materials problem, especially when you consider the complexity and the sophistication of biological materials. And, nature designed these biomass materials not to come apart. They designed the stalks to stand up and hold the seed head. And we're trying to figure out how we can take these materials apart for some other purpose.
Well, that's all the questions that I had. Thank you again so much for joining us, and congrats again on that award.
All right. Thank you.